Sunday.
Oh.
On Sundays, the minister preaches a
sermon.
And we pray to
God.
And what are the first four books of the New Testament? The Gospels.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And you go to college to get what?
An education.
And you can check books out from the
library.
And you are your mother's...
I am my mother's daughter. Right. Or I was. She died.
Now you're did you have brothers and sisters?
Two sisters. There were three of us.
Okay.
Two sisters, no brothers.
Well, let's see. Your sister's son would be your
nephew.
And your mother's sister would be your
aunt.
And your mother's brother would be your
uncle.
And in the old days in El Paso, did they have a separate name for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man? Or were they all called teacher?
You mean when we addressed them or just talked about them?
When you just talked about them.
They were called teachers.
Okay. And at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the...
best man.
And the woman who stands up for the bride, but she's not the maid of honor or the matron of honor, she's just one of the other women up there.
Gosh, what do they call it? Attendants? Is there another name for them? There's a maid... maid of honor. And there's... what is that term?
Bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid. Bridesmaid. You had to be a better word.
Okay. Now, people who are related to you are your...
relatives.
And people who are not related to you are
friends and acquaintances.
Okay. Can you give me a sort of word picture of your house here? Like what kinds of rooms you have and that sort of thing?
All right. I live in a one-bedroom apartment. It's upstairs. I'd call it a flat in England, you know. It has a very large bedroom and it's pretty good size for a one-bedroom.
It is. It's bigger than my two-bedroom apartment.
I'll show you the bedroom. It's really... I've lived in four of these because I've been renting it, which was wrong. I should have bought back in the 80s when I was making enough money. But I, at that time, I thought I might go back to Florida. I was really missing the water, ocean. Let's see. I don't know how else to describe it. It has a living room, dining room, but has indoor stairway, carpeting throughout. So living room, dining room, hall, broad hall, bath. I have a lot of storage. I have a wall of closets there, two closets in the hall, and another one across from those for a linen closet. I have a built-in vanity there. And then in the bedroom, this whole wall is closet, two more big closets. That's a closet. So I have lots of storage space, kitchen, kitchen, and the balcony is across the front. Has an entrance or exit. I guess it's an exit most of the time from the bedroom. And
how nice.
The nicest thing about this whole complex is the trees. The nicest thing, but I guess I should say more than that, the shrubbery and grass. It's a beautiful place to live. It's like an oasis. It has a large swimming pool and a small recreation room and laundry room. It's on three levels. Did you ever notice that?
No,
I
haven't.
It's built on the hillside, you know. So we have this courtyard that I'm in, which looks like a park. 30-year-old trees. And another one on this level. Another courtyard.